There's a wonderful joy and satisfaction in the service of our Lord Jesus Christ. But there can also be some frustrations. Why don't God's people respond so much better? Why does the Holy Spirit blow only where and when He pleases, and not where I'd like Him to go and get something done? I mean, my sermons are pretty good most of the time. My pastoral ministry is sincere and present. I work 80 hours a week and on call 24/7, and still lukewarm response. Insincere faith. Struggles in faith and life. Even my own. Make disciples? Of all nations? You gotta be kidding. I can't even make reasonably good members out of this bunch right here. Yeah, there can be sincere frustration in ministry, but it must pale in comparison to what we might imagine God might sense. These were His people, after all, in Isaiah's text, the sheep of His pasture, the people of His hand. What He had done for them, the promises to Abraham, the deliverance from Egypt, the Exodus and Sinai, a land flowing with milk and honey, priests and kings, a promise to the house and lineage of David. Oh, He had shown them the hard judgment of the law. The vineyard of the Lord of hosts would be trampled down, Isaiah said, until cities lie waste without inhabitant, and the land would become a desolate waste. But how He had given them gospel grace. Comfort, comfort my people. Tell them that their iniquity is pardoned, that they have received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me. He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to bind up the brokenhearted. The nations will see your righteousness, and you will be called by a new name. And yet things don't seem to be happening. Not fast enough for our sense of where and when we pleaseth. Even after the exile and restoration, a living testimony to God's killing and making alive again, Isaiah foresees that God's people still don't fully get it. And this prophet, this pastor, gets frustrated. Isaiah 64, oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, God. When are you gonna get down here and actually do something? When are you gonna fix this mess once and for all? Remove your adversaries, our adversaries, my adversaries. God, maybe it's you that doesn't quite fully get it. All this wonderful rhetoric and promises, but this place is still a mess. And yes, God seems to be frustrated too. I was ready to be sought by those who did not seek me. I was ready to be found by those who did not ask for me. I spread out my hands all day to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices. This is our text. First, an issue of interpretation. The commentaries debate the reference here. Who is it that are described as those who did not seek me? At first blush, this would seem to be God's own people, Israel, whose eyes had become blind and whose ears had become stopped up. God's people to whom God had revealed himself, but who no longer seemed to seek him, no longer wanted him around, and were, quite frankly, behaving quite badly. But at second blush, those not called by my name would likely not refer to Israel, but to the Gentiles. Maybe even that demoniac from Gerizim. Maybe even you and me. Colleague Reed Lessing, in his commentary on Isaiah 65, I have a sneak preview, argues that this verse does in fact refer to the Gentiles, Isaiah 65:1. And frankly, he's in good company, because that's the way St. Paul takes it in Romans chapter 10. Even though the next verses and the immediate context here in Isaiah imply that we're talking about Israel's incessant apostasy, although the larger context has already included the nations who come to Zion and find the light of God and become God's people too. So, if this verse is saying, look, I am certainly here for you who are called by my name, but I am also here for those not called by my name, then, first, those of you who are called by my name should never assume that you're the only ones whom God wants to save. This is Paul's argument in Romans chapter 10. And secondly, that we may never take God's grace and favor for granted. But here's the greater point. The constant in this discussion in 65:1 is not wondering to whom God is ready to be found. For in the end, there is no distinction. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's Paul's point earlier in Romans. But here's the greater point. It's not just wondering to whom God is ready to be found, but the fact that God is ready to be found. Hineni. Hineni. Here I am, present for you. Idu. Ego eimi. I am here. Isaiah had said the same thing in chapter 6 in response to God's call, when God was looking for a few good men, or even just one. But now God says the same thing in chapter 65, even when no one seems to be looking for him. And dear friends in Christ, that's not frustration. That's grace. That's God's pure, steady, constant grace in his presence, even with those who are not seeking him. A true ministry of presence that no matter what, God says, I am here. Emmanuel, remember, God is with us. I have come down and done something. Oh yes, he comes in judgment and in grace. There will be a remnant, but only a remnant. There are those who shall eat and those who will go hungry, those who rejoice and those who will wail. But God's plan, extending even into a new heavens and a new earth, is to be here with his people, even now. Available to them and to us in grace and in mercy, offering a double portion for our sins. So come to the presence of God. Bring your frustrations with ministry, with the very people of God who we think should know better, with the concerns and toils and troubles of this day and every day. Come, God is here, whether you have called on him or not. He is here. Hineni. This is my body, this is my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sin, a double portion for all your sins. And I am with you always, even to the end of this age and into the new creation. So rise, shine, you people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles, that's us, and the glory of your people Israel, that's us now too. Rise, shine, for Christ the Lord has entered our human story. God in him is centered. He comes to us by death and sin surrounded, with grace unbounded. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We rise for prayer.